Hey, good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How'd you survive the first early bye week of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's different. I mean, you're used to it always coming between week six and eight, so it was definitely different having it this early. But hey, it was good for our football team. We had a chance to get some guys back healthy this week, so you know, it was probably. Holds true. There's never a bad time for a bye.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Health of the team. We've got a lot of guys coming back this week who are going to be making their first appearances of the season. Correct?
Absolutely. Morgan Burnett's going. He looks good. He's ready to roll. And you know, it's just good to have guys out there practicing throughout the week and getting ready to play.
Clay was also a participant in practice yesterday. Looking pretty good for him as well.
Yeah, he looks good. I'm curious to see what his report is this morning when the doctor looks at him. But everything will look good. Yesterday, coming off the field.
So excited to watch the starting defense with the 11 guys that we figured were going to be the 11 guys actually take the field and have a full game together. It's going to be great.
Yeah, definitely. It's you look at a guy like Morgan Burnett, and he's pretty much a quarterback in the back end. So he's had an excellent preseason. It's unfortunate that he hasn't been ready, but I look for him to make an impact this week.
Lions come in kind of on the upswing. They've got some offensive weapons, especially now with the addition of Reggie Bush, huh?
Yeah, playing well, and Reggie's clearly the difference maker from, you know, this year's team to compared to last year's team. So they're doing a good job utilizing him both in the run and the pass. And it's, you know, it's definitely another stress point for your defense.
Would you say from a defensive line point of view, they perhaps are the best D-line in football right now?
I think you have to let the season play it out. But they're definitely in part of the conversation. There's no question about that. You know, Cincinnati's defensive line, you know, top to bottom, is clearly one of the best ones in the group. I mean, when you look at the lines, and in particular the two defensive tackles, I don't know if anybody has two guys like that.
Is there anything about weather conditions, Coach? You know, it's raining today and it's kind of wet and it might all kind of weekend for the next few days. Is there anything about that gives you perhaps an advantage offensively when their defensive line doesn't exactly know where the cuts are going and it might be a little slippery out there?
There's definitely a philosophy out there that bad weather, the advantage goes to the offense, particularly a passing team. So, you know, those are the things you look at during the course of the week. You kind of forecast the weather. We've had an opportunity throughout practice this week to work wet ball drills and things like that because, you know, we're definitely in tune with the forecast for Sunday.
Can we turn on the sprinklers maybe? Like, if you need an accident, can we maybe just hit those sprinklers?
We want some pass rush too. So, I mean, play it straight.
Exactly. Hey, have you noticed a big difference sound-wise in the stadium with the new addition?
Yeah, the new addition has been great. It's definitely, you know, a more a louder atmosphere, and you know, it looks good too. I just have to take my hat off to, you know, the whole project. Just the way they've been able to add the south end zone and still keep the, you know, the history and the tradition and the feel of Lambeau Field is very unique.
Absolutely. All right, here comes the moment you've been waiting for.
Yeah. So do you remember a couple weeks ago we asked you if you could not wash one thing? Which would you choose?
I don't remember that question.
Your bed sheets or your towel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you said towel, correct?
Yeah. I guess. Did I?
Yeah, let's say yes. Yeah, yes, well, because okay, James Jones thinks you're dirty, and he thinks that's disgusting. But yeah. John Kuhn defends you. I just thought you'd like to know that last night James Jones said...
Well, what about
said,
the bed sheets? What's he do, just lay on top of the bed sheets?
Well, that's what we said. We said there are things that happen in the bed that you need to wash.
Well, the key is you have to wash your bath towels much more often than you would, say, your bed sheets.
See, I think you're dirty.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think you need to wash both of them. I don't even know why you'd ask a question like that.
Yeah, why would you even ask that, Katie?
That's the one that's dirty. Who came up with that question? That's got to be a Murph question.
No, unfortunately, that was me, but we'll move on.
Hey, Coach, good luck on Sunday. Bring us home another victory. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right, thanks. Have a great week. Talk
to you. You too. Bye.